This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for the opening market discussion. Joe, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Seems to be another day where a soybean flash sale to China is just not enough, not up to snuff relative to those earlier expectations, and we're still sorting that out. The fact that, for one, we don't actually have an official trade agreement signed between the two sides, and two, that we've had all of this confusion about what's actually the target for those soybean purchases. 12 million metric tons, first this thought that it could be by the end of the calendar year, then some talk about it being extended to the end of the winter season, the end of February, even some ambiguity on the U.S. Trade Representative saying the end of the growing season. What does that mean? Either way, we're having some of that business start to materialize, but again, not necessarily what the bulls had hoped for or what the bulls had built into the market throughout this run-up into the late October announcement of a trade agreement and then the extension of the initial enthusiasm. Now, somewhat of a letdown, you'd have to call it. Also a technical factor here in play. After the profit taking down from the last highs, you see not only liquidation of the big speculative position, but more shorts being piled on.
That was Joe Camp of Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Dive into the dynamic international ag industry with the World of Agriculture, your go-to source for global ag news made relevant for Iowa's producers and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. From the latest updates on crops in South America to critical information on overseas trade relations, we cover all the factors that impact our ag economy. Tune into your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate every Monday through Friday for fresh, insightful episodes that keep you informed and connected to the broader agricultural landscape.
March corn down a half cent at 446 even. January soybeans down 10.5 at 1083. January soybean meal down a dollar at 301.10. January soybean oil down 48 cents at 50.34. Chicago wheat down 2.5 at 531. Minneapolis wheat down a penny at 578. Kansas City hard red wheat down 1¾ at 520.5. March oats up a penny at 292¼. On the Merck, December live cattle down 53 cents at 229.85. January feeder cattle down 70 cents at 342.70. February lean hogs up 60 cents at 84.78. Class 3 milk unchanged at 15.87. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.